When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. In today's episode, I've got a real-life mom with a real-life question, and it is a back-to-school friend, teenage daughter, worried about who she's hanging out with type of question. So let's let it rip. Here we go. So this mom hit me up in the place where I actually tend to get hit up by a lot of moms, the fitness club. That's right. I don't know about you guys, but the fitness club that I go to, a lot of great people there. I know a lot of people. And every now and then I'll have someone come up to me, and this mom did not do this, but every now and then I'll have someone come up to me and say, "Hey, Dave, I got a quick question. Can I ask you a question real quick?" I go, "Yeah." And they begin to pronounce this out loud, unfortunately. I've had this happen a number of times where someone says, "Yeah, you know, last time my kid was crying, freaking out with us, this, that, whatever. And they said they're suicidal and they're going to kill themselves. But I don't know. What do you think? What do you think I should do in that situation?" Well, my first thought is always, first of all, I don't know if you want to be saying this out loud in the middle of a gym where everybody can hear you about your daughter. Second of all, what makes you think this is a quick question? That'd be like going up to a doctor friend of yours at the gym, say, "Hey, doc, look at this on my neck right here. Does this look like cancer?" Or, you know, if you're a girl, you know, say, "Hey, you know, hey, my doctor, hey, do I look like I have breast cancer? You want to feel this at the gym?" Like, there are certain places and certain times for that, and that's usually at a doctor's office, or in my case, it's usually at a therapy office. So when I get questions that are pretty serious and pretty personal, I usually try to pull people to the side, and, you know, I don't want to dismiss them and say, "Hey, this is not the right time or place." I just try to take them to the side, listen for a second, and say, "Hey, you know, it's tough to comment on this. You know that there's a lot going on here. You know, I do this for a living as a professional, so I can't just give you advice. You're not my client. However, here's some suggestions, stuff like that." Well, in this particular case, it's a friend of a friend, one of my wife's friends, Let's just put it that way. And so she came up to me and she said, "Hey, I've been listening to your podcast for a long time, and I got another kid that's going into high school. And this kid has been my kid that's very curious." Let's put it that way. She said, "This is the kid that likes to go, I'm not supposed to do this because I'll get in trouble. Let me see what happens if I do it and see what happens." Definitely likes to explore, likes to find out if the pot is hot by touching it, and then finds out, you know, that it hurts. So this mom says, "Here's my situation." Goes back to school, didn't have a lot of good friends last year, fell out of the friend group, encouraged her to go meet new friends, says you need to be inclusive, you know, you need to be open to people. So in your class, you know, try to make friends with everybody, you know, don't look at them and size them up and judge a book by its cover. You never know, you know, you may get along with some kids that you just, on the outside, you would think you'd have nothing in common with. So the daughter goes to school, and the first week she goes, "Oh, you know, I really haven't met any friends." She goes, "Okay." The second week she's like, "Oh, I met a couple of kids in my class, and, you know, mom, that, you know, they're probably not the type of kids that you would want me to hang out with, but you said to be inclusive. You said to reach out to people. You said to, you know, make friends of all different walks of life. Doesn't matter what they look like on the outside." The mom goes, "Yeah." She goes, "So can I have some of these friends come over next week?" So 3 weeks into the school year, mom goes, "Yeah, yeah, for sure. Come over." Well, the mom gets home. The daughter and the friends were already at the house. And a couple of the kids were out front where all the neighbors could see, just vaping. Now, let me give you a little background. This mom is not a vapor. She's not a drinker. She's not a drug doer. I'm being funny on purpose. She belongs to a religion who has some pretty strict rules, and she's pretty adamant about keeping those rules strict. So imagine his mom pulling up to the house, seeing some kids that were, as she described it, all their jeans were dragging on the ground. It's, you know, when the jeans get like ripped up on the bottom, they have like pieces of them like frayed off. It was like that. So a couple of kids look like they don't shower too often. A couple of them look like, she didn't say homeless, but definitely look like they were, not really taken good care of. So she walks up, little doesn't know what to say, and she starts engaging with her daughter, and her daughter's like, oh, hey, sorry, mom. Like, I know they're outside. And so she said the kids weren't rude and they weren't disrespectful, but they're kind of like, what's up? And she's like, hey, what's up with you guys? So she did what she normally does when her friend, when her daughter would bring over her friend. She's like, oh, hey, you guys want to play some games? You guys want anything to do? And they're like, no, we're just going to go out in the backyard and hang out. She goes, okay. So she came out in the backyard and she's trying to talk to him. Meanwhile, her daughter's texting her like, mom, don't come out and try to hang out with us. She said, mom, you're trying to be friendly with them. Like, that's not the way you do it. Like, these are kind of the cool kids. Like, you got to be more nonchalant. You got to be cool. Like, don't embarrass me. Stay inside the house. So mom goes inside the house. She tells me, she goes, I'm freaking out. I'm wondering, like, what's happening outside? Like, I don't know these kids. They're in my house. I'm home alone. There's, like, two guys, two girls. They look kind of ragamuffin-y, so to speak. And so she's getting worried. She's getting nervous. And then she's like, I don't want to embarrass my daughter and tell them don't vape in her house, but she looks outside and they're vaping in the backyard. So the friends eventually leave. So they come inside, they go downstairs in their basement, like little theater room. They start watching something. She gets really nervous. She checks the camera downstairs. Her daughter's like, hey mom, can you turn off the cameras downstairs? My friend's like kind of creeped out. Like, why are the cameras downstairs? And the mom's like, no, I don't know how to do that. And made up some excuses, right? So the friends eventually leave. The daughter comes upstairs, says, mom, why are you embarrassing me in front of my friends? Why are you being creepy? Like, this isn't like middle school. Like, you can't be coming outside and like spying on us. And the mom just loses it. She's like, you brought kids over to her house. Did you not tell them like not to vape at our house, this and that? She's like, well, no, I didn't really think about that. But when they did, I didn't want to tell them not to vape because I didn't want them to think that I'm not cool. So the daughter didn't say anything to them. The friends kind of just took over the house a little bit. Like I said, they weren't being rude and disrespectful, but I think the mom said one came upstairs like, hey, can I grab something to drink out of your refrigerator? As they were opening up the refrigerator, grabbing something to drink. Like, didn't really ask, just started to do it, but kind of asked. So this conversation didn't go well. The daughter starts crying. You're embarrassing me. You told me to make friends. These are my friends. This is my new friend group. Like, why are you judging them? And the mom was like, how did I get stuck in this situation? Like, it caught her off guard, didn't know what was happening. So the dad comes home. The mom tells the dad what happened. The dad looked at the cameras in the front yard and the backyard downstairs. And the dad's going, oh my gosh. So the dad wanted to sit down with the daughter and have a big talk about it. The daughter breaks down crying, said, you guys want me to have friends. And now these are my friends and you're against them. Well, you know, maybe I'll just go stay at their house. It turned into a huge blow up argument. So the mom just says, well, what'd I do? I said, well, I'll tell you what, this is not the best time to talk about this. You know, I'm not saying this, I'm going to do this for everybody, but the mom goes, hey, can I call you separately? Can we have a conversation? I said, okay. So she called me a couple days later. We started talking and I said, I'm not your therapist. I can't tell you what to do, but here's something to consider. And I gave her a couple of my podcasts to listen to, but I'm doing this podcast specifically for this mom so that she can hear it again from me. Cause I know when she heard it from me the first time on the phone, I couldn't give her as much time as really needed. She probably needed like 2 hours. I could only give her like 20 minutes. So this is my follow-up to this mom. And I believe a lot of other people out there probably come across similar situations. So if you're one of those people or if your friend is dealing with the child that, you know, same thing, kind of having some friends that you don't feel really comfortable hanging out with, make sure you send this podcast to them. Okay. So let me finish the story. So I started talking to the mom. I tell her, hey, here's what you got to do. You and your husband have already laid down the groundwork for your daughter. She knows your religious beliefs, your moral beliefs. She knows that that's not something that you're going to want her to do, but you are scared that she's going to start doing that because the chances are of her experimenting with those things and trying those things are pretty high because that's her new friend group and she wants to be liked. The mom said, I already noticed that now she's dressing differently. She had more of like a preppy, like everything matches and kind of like her fit was like very typical. Like she wanted some like Nike Dunks and she wanted this and that. Well, now she's wanted to dress a little bit more grungy-ish, more flannels, more short tops that are tucked underneath. And like the mom's like, this is a little bit more sexually provocative that she wants her daughter to dress like. Her daughter already asked her, can I get a septum, like the nose earring, not earring, but the nose ring. And so already the parents are panicking. So I told the mom, I said, here's what you need to do. It's going to be a challenge because this is something that is causing you a lot of fear, a lot of worry, but you're going to have to take control of the situation by having a better offensive game plan. So there's an old saying, and I know I've said it plenty of times on the podcast, that sometimes your best defense is to have a really good offense. So since she was caught off guard and the dad and her took a very defensive position, they wanted to shut down the friendship. The daughter freaked out, didn't go well. So now they're backing off. So now the daughter's like, so can they come over and hang out again? By the way, the friends do want to come hang out at their house because they have a skate park basically in the backyard, tons of fun stuff, like rock climbing. Like they have, I'm not saying they're the richest people in the world, so they're not super rich, but they have an amazing setup. The mom showed it to me like, wow. They go, we built this so kids would want to come hang out. And so the friends like, can we come hang out at your house? Our parents won't let us do nothing at our house. So the daughter is now saying, okay, so then come hang out again. The mom and the dad go, no. Well, I told them, here's what you got to do. You got to plan the hangout, make it something very special. But this time, have the kids come over one-on-one before the hangout. So for example, on Saturday saying, hey, I'm going to have a big hangout on this next Saturday at our house. They got a pool, skate park, the whole entire thing. But before that happens, I want your daughter to invite, who are the main two people in the friend group? Well, the daughter, the mom knew that the daughter said, it's this one girl. She's kind of like the leader of the friend group and everybody else follows her. And her and this leader of the friend group have really hit it off well. Well, it turns out that the daughter is good in a school subject and that girl is not. So the girl has already planned to do some tutoring for the daughter to help her out. So I said, have the daughter bring her over, make them dinner, and sit down and tell them and tell her, I said, hey, we want you to help us plan this hangout. So this is where the manipulative, the bait and switch happens. So I go, then when you have her come over, you set it up where you guys are going to plan this hangout. You're doing homework. You're eating food. By the way, eating food makes things just easier to talk about. Then the mom, as she started talking the planning, the girl had plenty of great ideas. She goes, this, that, and the other. The mom's like, great idea. We're going to do this. The mom's like, I'm going to even go buy some extra snacks, buy this. And then the mom, I gave the mom the advice that then you have to swing the conversation to once the girl and once the daughter feel like this is the perfect hangout, everything's going to go great. Then you're going to ask your daughter's friend for a favor. But not just any favor, a favor of influence. See, I taught the mom, I said, the definition of power in human beings is really, I'm not talking about electoral power, so like between people. The definition of power is one's ability to influence another person. So there's lots of ways to influence people. Money, good looks, clout, threats, intimidation, blackmail, right? There's lots of ways. But there's only one way that seems to be pretty long-lasting, and it causes the person to want to be influenced by you. They're willing to put aside some of the differences because they see that this is a mutually beneficial relationship. They get something out of this thing, right? So then as I instructed the mom, I told her, I said, then what I want you to do is, hey, can you help me out with something? Say, I know that all your friends, your friends group, that they're good kids. And I also know on the outside, they do some things that, you know us, you know, we're Mormon and we're not into the vaping thing, and I'm not going to ask if anyone drinks or smokes weed or whatever, but I assume that some of you guys, some of you teenagers, experiment with those things. If that's something you choose to do in your own spare time, in your own life, we're not going to judge you. We're not going to be one of those types of people. By the way, she's saying she was that type of person, but she's trying not to be that type of person. Privately, she admitted that to me. So I go, you tell that girl. So what would help us out a lot, because since we're financial.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Dancing this party, we're paying, doing all stuff like that. if you could help us champion, and she explained to her what that means, to tell all the kids, hey, listen, let's make a good impression with, let's say it's Stacy's the girl's name. Obviously, it's not her name. Let's make a good impression with their parents. This could be like a fun hangout spot for all of us, so let's not ruin this. As we know, her parents, they're Mormon. They're not into the vaping, this, and that, and the other. But I said, ask the girl if she will vouch for you and say, we think that even though we don't do those things, we're not mean parents, we're pretty cool. So all we're asking is that when you guys come over, everyone knows before they come over, vaping is out of the question. Do not vape inside her house. Do not vape in front of her house. Do not vape in the backyard. And she brought this up to the girl and she said, we don't feel like that's too much to ask, but it'd be a lot better if it came from you guys. And that way it's already established. And that way, if we catch someone and say, hey, you guys, listen, we understand that you want to vape stuff like that. You got to do us a favor though. You just can't do it on our property and out in front of our house. If you really want to do it, go in your car, because a couple of them have the age groups. You know, go in your car. Say you're going to go to Maverick or something. There's a Maverick down the street. Go vape, go to Maverick, and come right back. And that way, it just makes us feel like you're respecting the rules of our house. And we can still be cool parents, because even though we're really cool, we can only be so cool. If you guys start doing those things at our house, it's going to cause some problems. My husband and myself, we wouldn't feel comfortable. And at the end of the day, it's our house. So we wouldn't go over to your house and be like, hey, I'm going to just take what I want out of your fridge. Hey, I'm going to leave a Book of Mormon there. In fact, she used a good example. She goes, I'm not just going to go over to your house and try to convert you to being baptized and give you Book of Mormons, because they weren't even from Utah. They're from California, this girl. She goes, we're not going to try to push our stuff on you. So we'd expect you guys to do the same thing. So she went and did it. She said it worked amazingly. She said the girl was like, oh my gosh. She goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I told those kids, don't do that. We just knew you guys were coming home. And I told them to apologize. She goes, did any of those people apologize? The mom goes, no. She goes, all right, I'm going to go talk to them. You guys are super cool. We love your daughter. When we first had a class with her, we first thought that she was a girl that we wouldn't even be friends with. But she's actually kind of like our friend that's like our cool Mormon friend. The friend that like we think makes the Mormon church look good. When she said that to the mom in front of the daughter, both the mom and the daughter looked at each other, and the daughter was like, wait a second, you guys think that about me? And the girl goes, oh yeah, like we know that, like that's why no one's asked you to vape. And the girl goes, so that's why? I thought that you guys thought I'd be too scared to try it. And then the mom goes, whoa, whoa, wait a second. So the mom got a little worried. She goes, no, no. Honestly, a lot of us have talking like we need to quit. It costs a lot of money. We're fearful that it's going to cause problems to us. One of the kids' parents sent him like this horrible thing about it causes bubbles on your lungs, and they all got freaked out. So the girl was so busy trying to make friends with the kids and start to talk to them and didn't want them to think that she wasn't cool, that she wasn't in on those conversations. She didn't know that these kids were actually trying to stop it, but some of them have anxiety. Some of them have depression. This girl, her older sister, has anxiety and depression. So she's like, I can help you guys. I understand this stuff. So in her defense, the girl was like, I didn't want to tell them to stop doing something that helps them. She didn't know that the girl said, it actually is something that we're trying to quit and we're all struggling with. So the girl goes, I'm going to take care of that. Now I'm telling you the story because it has a good ending and they took my advice, but I'm telling the mom because she reached out to me the other day. She goes, okay, there's more problems. We have another issue. So this is a reminder for the mom. So what the reminder is that if you want your friends, if you're fearful of your kids' friends being a bad influence and bad example to them, you're totally allowed to have that fear, totally allowed to have that worry. But if you panic and freak out, you can lose that relationship with your daughter, with your son, whoever it is. You're going to lose that. Let me put it this way. You're going to lose the opportunity to improve your relationship at that moment. And it may cause your teenager to think that you aren't supporting them having different types of friends than the ones they normally hang out with. If you can befriend these kids, then what happens is now these kids see you as a trusted resource. I go, you need to show them you're the cool mom by not trying too hard. And the mom admitted, she goes, that's my problem. I want to bake cookies for my kids' friends. I want to get them to play games. I get too involved in it. I said, so you want to be at arm's distance. You do want to be a good host, but you also have to assert yourself, because the kids that tell me they open up to other people's parents I say, what is it about, and these are usually the kind of rougher kids, what is it about your friend's parents that cause you to open up and talk to them more than you talk to your own parents? They all say something very similar. My friend's parents just have this cool factor about them. I go, is the coolness meaning that they have tattoos, that they do drugs? They go, no, I mean, sometimes they have tattoos, sometimes they don't. But sometimes the cool parent, it's not about what religion they are, what their hairstyle looks like. It's just this calmness about them that they don't freak out when they're around as teenagers. They don't have this nervous energy, like trying too hard to be nice to us. And then they're not yelling at us if we're being too loud. They come up and they go, hey guys, glad you guys didn't have fun, but do you mind just keeping it down a little bit? You know, we don't want the cops to get called on us tonight. And they just kind of make light of the situation. So I told the mom to play that role. She did a great job playing that role. They had the hangout. When they had the hangout, the girl walked up, and she was an alpha, this girl. She walked up the front door. They came in and she goes, hey, by the way, Mrs., let's say Johnson. She goes, Mrs. Johnson, I already told them, nobody here. Is anyone here going to vape on property? Go, nope, we're not going to vape on property, Mrs. Johnson. And some of us, if we get nervous, we'll get in the car and wink, wink, go to Maverick. And she goes, you know, you guys are some cool kids. Come on in. As soon as Mrs. Johnson did that, and as soon as the kids said that, she felt she could relax a little bit. She didn't feel the need to go check on them every 5 minutes outside. When they went downstairs and they were playing pool in the basement and like kind of watching some stuff, she gave them their own freedom. She said while she was upstairs making the food, one of the boys that came in that just pulled something out of the refrigerator the other day, he came up and he apologized. He said, hey, I'm sorry that I was vaping in front of your house the other day. I didn't know you're gonna be coming home. I know I shouldn't do that. That wasn't respectful and I really apologize. This mom, she goes, this kid looked like he was the biggest troublemaker. But when I looked at him, when he was apologizing, he had his head down. He was ashamed. He was embarrassed. And it was a sincere apology. I go, what did you do? She goes, I did what I thought a cool mom would do. I go, what's that? She goes, I walked up to him. I go, hey. She goes, what? She goes, lift up your head. He lifted up her head. She got this little next one for me. She goes, I accept your apology. And he started to smile. And she goes, I'm a hugger. She gave him a big hug. She goes, as far as I'm concerned, this house is your second home. As long as you talk to me like that, as long as you respect my daughter and respect the rules of my house, if you're ever going through anything hard in your life, you can come here and this can be like a respite. He started opening up and telling them that his parents are going through divorce, that he doesn't want to be in his household because they're fighting and arguing. He said, the first time I came over here, it's like, your house was quiet. There was no drama. There was no broken beer bottles from a party the night before where his uncle and someone else got into a fist fight. This kid's in a chaotic environment. And he said, thank you so much. He helped clean up afterwards. She got a different experience from these kids because she took a different approach. Now I'm going to let you, the listener to this podcast, to extract the important key points from this. Whatever you think is your big takeaway from this. But what I want to leave you with is playing it cool does not mean you allow people to break the rules at your house. But it does mean that you don't freak out and you time how you handle addressing teenagers that you don't know or addressing your teenager because your kid is just protective of their friend group. The last thing you want as a parent is for you to be throwing shade on your kid's friend group. And if you don't know what shade means, it means talking trash, saying negative things about your friend, your kid's friend and their friend group to try to get them to stop hanging out with them. In this girl's case, she just found a friend group. She was so happy that she wasn't eating lunch alone. And now she had some like protection because her strength in numbers, because if her other friends were gossiping about her, she's like, I'll just go hang out with my friend. She didn't feel ostracized and just isolated. So her confidence was coming back. And then these kids weren't asking her to do drugs or alcohol or vape or anything like that. Now, I'm not going to say it's always going to work out this way, you guys, but I'm saying this is an example of if you want your kids to listen to you, then it helps to have influence over their friends. And how you gain influence over their friends is you first have to listen to them. So going back, I'll end on this. The number one way to get someone to listen to you and want to listen to you is not through intimidation, not through fear, not through money, not from being the mom that just gives all of your kids' friends everything they want by their friendship, but it's the person that first allows them to influence you. So you have to listen to your kid. You have to listen to your kid's friends. Like, what are their struggles? What are they going through? And once you hear them out and hear all the stuff that they're talking about, then there's this law of the land. It's not a real law. It's just something we all kind of get as human beings. Then when they're done talking, this mom took the opportunity to go, you know what? And I've heard my daughter and I've heard that you guys are good kids. yeah, I wasn't happy about you guys vaping outside, but I'm okay if you guys vape because that's your life. However, I would also like you guys to be okay with my rules and not vaping here so we could be cool with each other. So she had to listen to them. She had to see what was interesting to them, what was important to them. So the law of the land says, if you allow someone's thoughts, feelings, and opinions to have a serious influence on you, you think about it, you consider what they're where they're coming from, and you sit with it, you're not in a hurry to try to change them or convince them what they're doing is wrong, then when it's your turn to tell them what you want to influence them, they have to listen. Even if they don't like what you're saying, it's a natural, you go first, you let them go first to influence you, then you contemplate, you consider it, and then you share back some things that you'd like from them. You start this negotiation, you start this conversation. Now, in that conversation, if this girl and these kids be like, no, that's stupid, like what, you trying to control our life, and you know, we can vape if we want to, then the daughter would be like, huh, my mom was actually being cool. Why you guys treat my mom that way? Then the daughter would have been able to make her own decision. Like, hey man, like my mom wasn't being a Karen. My mom was being cool. Oh, I don't know if these are friends that I should be hanging out with. I don't know if this is the friend that's going to help me out in life. You need to let your teenager figure that out. But you don't want to cause your teenager to go running to friends that are not going to be a good influence because they're anti-family. They think that you guys are bad parents. Because if you do that, then now it's like a trauma bond. These kids may hate their parents. Now they're going, yeah, my mom does this. Next thing your teenager's going, yeah, my mom does that too. Yeah, it's kind of like at The Office when, let's say you don't have a problem with Janice or Joe in human resources, but other people have a problem with them. They start talking trash. You just walk up and they go, yeah, Janice does this, Joe does that. And you start thinking like, wow, they didn't do that to me, but wow, they do that? That's messed up. Why would they do that? Next thing you know, you don't like Janice. You don't like Joe, all because everyone else was throwing this criticism and shade on them. And next thing you know, you're worked up against them. Now they're your enemy too. When you didn't actually have a problem with them, you just allowed those voices to influence you. So after I explained this to the mom and the dad, they had a great experience. Now, granted, they want some help with some other things. I may have to start charging them. I think I might have to turn them into a client somehow, or not somehow, but I might have to say, hey, if you want more advice, you might need to actually pay for it because it's getting a little bit more specific, but I want you guys to take that and run with it. The way you influence your kids and their friends is you first allow their thoughts, feelings, opinions to have influence on you. And then when it's your turn, then you can say, hey, I would like you to respect this, that. I'd like you to, hey, at least text me if you're going to change plans. Don't leave me in the dark, because then I'm going to turn into a Karen. I'm going to turn into that crazy mom. Nobody wants that. I want to be the cool mom. I want to be that second home for all of you guys. You can stop by, grab a snack whenever your own life is just too much for you. Well, guys, that's today's episode. Returning back to school means your kid's going to make new friends. Sometimes the friends you're stoked about, sometimes not so much. But the definition of influence is allowing them to influence you. And then once you do that, you can influence them back. And as I like to call it, that's healthy manipulation. Get those kids to not vape at your house. Get those kids to respect your household rules. And you're going to have a much closer friendship with your kids' friends, and also a better relationship with your child at the same time. As always, follow us on all social media platforms. Well, not all of them. Instagram, TikTok. Follow us on Social Health Initiative on Instagram and TikTok as well. But you can follow us on all podcasting platforms. And until next time, be cool.